going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Another day in paradise. Pump it up, my friends. Come on, man. It's Thursday. Here we are. It is 6:08, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And there is a lot going on in the world today. Is it a perfect time to bomb Iran's nuclear program? Hold on. We'll address that. Also, shocker here, United Nations, China accused the U.S. of using tariffs to bully other nations as it led a United Nations Security Council meeting on the impact of unilateralism and bullying practices on international relations. China is going to school us on being bullies. Not anything like they bullied Hong Kong, not like they're currently bullying Taiwan, not like they've bullied and cheated in every market by dumping products in there.
But Bob, who would be best? Someone who knows it well.
Yeah.
If you look at it that way.
Well, that's true.
They're experts in bullying.
A bully could see a bully. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you're doing what we do. That's our thing.
Just not as good.
Under the guise of reciprocity and fairness, the U.S. is playing a zero-sum game, which is essentially about subverting the existing international economic and trade order by means of tariffs, putting U.S. interests above the common good of the international community. And advancing ambitions of the U.S. at the cost of the legitimate interest of all countries. Sounds like one worldish, doesn't it? Do you think China is really looking out for the whole world? Or do you think China is maybe doing anything in their power to either make us look or actually make us weaker?
They would kind of like to rule the world.
It's going to be one world government. And China could see that, as long as they're in charge of it.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the U.N. ambassador there, he's the Chinese U.N. ambassador, so he praised his country for decisive countermeasures after facing what he described as U.S. abuse of tariffs. Abuse of tariffs? What about abuse and stealing of intellectual property?
Ah, details.
You know, patents, trademarks, all the stuff that they've been doing. I guess we should expect that. Does the rest of the world, do they get it? Do they believe China? Probably not. But when China starts handing out money, they'll be in line to grab it. So we've got that going on. Well, I'd rather think about more pleasant thoughts. Going to a concert in the country.
Yeah.
Rocking the country, having a good time.
That's much more fun than being ruled by China.
I think so.
Yeah.
And what if I could get you some tickets for the event for free? That's got to be pretty
good. You'd be a hero.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do that right now. You could win Rock the Country tickets, two-day tickets to next month's huge outdoor festival, May 9th and 10th, featuring Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Joe D. Messina, and more. If you would like to win these tickets, text the word May, M-A-Y, just like the month. Text May to 20357, and you will be in the running for tickets. And don't forget, they are on sale now, just in case you don't win them. RockTheCountry.com is where you want to go for that. But right now, you want to text May to 20357. Date and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Please drive with your lights on when it's dark. Please drive with your eyes out there toward the road and not so much on the silly, silly phone. All right. I got all my little messages in there, didn't I? Yeah. Is it really the perfect time to bomb Iran's nuclear program? This is by Tom Rogan, Washington Examiner. And there's no question that Iran now poses an unprecedented concern regarding the development of nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency recently reported that Iran has stockpiled near-weapons-grade enriched nuclear material sufficient to produce at least 5 warheads. U.S. and Israeli intelligence officials are also confident that if Iran decided to construct a nuclear warhead, it could do so in 3 to 6 months. Even the cautious European powers now support imposing new sanctions on Iran, unless a solution is found in the near future. Well, yeah, imposing sanctions, anything that will cut off the flow of money or hurt the flow of money in Iran will slow the process down, but only to some extent, and not stop it. It's now just a matter of not if, but a matter of when. And so, yeah, you can try to push the timeline back, but at some point, you're really going to have to deal with it. Yeah, the European powers support new sanctions, but that's not going to be the complete answer, the whole answer. Another big problem is the absence of any credible inspection protocols regarding Iran's nuclear program. It's also unclear to what degree Iran has advanced its nuclear weapons research, although it has long engaged in those efforts on a covert basis. Now, this underscores the reason why Donald Trump is pursuing high-tempo diplomacy toward reaching a new agreement with Iran to replace the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action nuclear accord. Trump withdrew from that agreement in his first term. Then Iran suspended compliance with the JCPOA's remaining parties. However, not everyone supports Trump's diplomacy first agenda. Some prominent commentators argue that Trump's diplomacy won't produce a good outcome and could waste a unique opportunity to destroy Iran's nuclear program with military force. Yeah, there's going to be those that constantly, you know, have the call of war on their minds. I say that would always be, you know, the last option. I mean, wasn't that always kind of the rule? Hey, you know, utilize diplomacy the best you can. I mean, and then if they're not going to work with us, then we have some serious considerations to make. And of course, Israel is very high on their target list as well. All right. Yeah, it's got to be dealt with at some point. But in the meantime, well, we've got some good things to share with you. If things are looking up, my friends, attitude of gratitude will take you a long way. It is 6:16. Happy Thursday, 97.3, The Sky. Pump it up. The weekend's almost here. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:21. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has made a Justice Department referral, in fact, three of them, against individuals who are leaking. Yes. Mm. She is addressing the leakers.
Uh-oh.
These are people accused of leaking classified materials to the press. Gabbard alleged that one of the individuals handed classified material to the Washington Post. The other gave sensitive information to the New York Times. A third criminal referral is on its way. This announcement came out yesterday, accusing the third alleged leaker of illegally sending material to the Washington Post. I wonder if you give stuff to the Washington Post and Bezos is in on the deal.
Uh-huh.
Do you get like your Prime? You get all that set up for free. You get a deal on that. You think so?
I mean,
you know, it's Amazon and he owns it all.
Yeah,
that's the least
they could do for you.
I mean, and maybe that's a bad idea to even say that out loud because people are like, oh, yeah, I'd send material in for some free Amazon junk.
I can see that.
Right?
Yeah.
Specific material that has been leaked is still unclear, but the move is widely seen as a warning against other potential leakers from handing classified material to the media. Now, here, some of that material may be sensitive, but I think a lot of the material, and I'm just shooting from the hip here, I think the material might have more to do with making cabinet members look bad. A prime example of that is Pete Hegseth. They are after him big time. They want to take him down. And when I see that kind of bloodthirst, I know then that he's the guy for the job.
Yeah.
That the more that they get upset, the more they try to undermine him, the more they try to lie, then you know, wow, they're afraid of this guy. That is a good thing.
Otherwise, why would they bother?
Indeed.
If he wasn't doing a good job and they weren't concerned, they'd leave him alone and worry about somebody else.
Yep. And coming up later on, actually in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have a special guest. She's a Supreme Court reporter for the Washington Examiner, Kaylin Deese. And she's going to be talking about, well, things that are really going on right now with the Supreme Court. And the ruling about, hey, do parents have the right to opt out of some of these ridiculously graphic books?
Mm.
That's what this is about. It's against the Maryland School District. And if the school district would have just allowed parents to opt out of some of these books, this wouldn't be an issue. But they so want to force feed the kids this stuff that they're willing to go all the way to the Supreme Court to fight it. I have no doubt in my mind, none whatsoever, the Supreme Court will rule appropriately.
I sure hope so.
Nobody with any sense of decency would allow some of these graphic books to be read. And I'm talking about books that are being read to actually kids as young as three.
Oh, my goodness.
3 years old.
Wow.
Okay? So we're going to have that special guest on. She follows the Supreme Court, their rulings. And I did find a story where Justice Gorsuch, he asked some questions. And as you see more and more material coming out, I mean, it is hard to see it any other way. Gorsuch was asking Alan Schoenfeld, he's the attorney representing Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland, about Pride Puppy, a 32-page book that tells the story of a family celebrating Pride Day when their dog gets lost in the parade and the effort to reunite the pup with his loved ones. Now, listen to this. The rhyming alphabet book, which was described as affirming and inclusive by its publisher, allows readers to spot items starting with each of the letters of the alphabet while offering, quote, a joyful glimpse of a pride parade and the vibrant community that celebrates this day each year. The book was previously used in the district's pre-kindergarten curriculum. Basically, they're helping kids to learn their alphabet, learn words, categorize them, via alphabet, find similar words, start with the same letter, all of that.
That's a normal concept.
Yes, the idea behind it is a very sound one.
Yes.
Why would you have to introduce any sort of controversial material to help them learn the alphabet? I'll tell you the answer. The only reason is for the grooming of children.
Yep.
There is no other reason. There is nothing scholastically that is going to benefit these children from absorbing that material. None whatsoever. It will cause them to ask questions. It will cause them to not have a full understanding. It asks questions that the mind is not mature enough to understand. Remember, the concept of death really isn't understood by most children until about the age of 7. The concept of death. That's right. Yeah. Uncle Johnny, we put him in the ground. He's gone forever. Now, he's gone to heaven or whatever, but he is physically gone forever. Kids around 7 is when that finally they go, forever, forever.
Right.
Yeah, it's real. It's forever. But you want to introduce a concept that has all kinds of weird stuff in there.
Well, they're trying to normalize it
early
on.
Drag queen and other things are introduced. Pre-kindergarten. Pre-kindergarten. How could this even make it to the Supreme Court? What kind of sick son of a guns are allowing this to go on? In this case, it was, you know, the school board up there. They allowed for this kind of garbage. And what, are people afraid to speak up? You're afraid to speak up about material that's this obvious to kids that young, there's something wrong with you.
Then you should be a domestic terrorist if that's what they want to call you.
Yeah. You know? All right, but I look forward to talking to her, and I don't want you to miss it. But if you do, remember, you got the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally download your podcast, Apple, Spotify, whatever. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky. Yeah, baby. Love it. Love America. Heading into the golden age, my friends. Indeed we are. It is 6:38. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I want to give you the code word right now so you can win Rock the Country tickets. You ready to win two-day tickets to next month's outdoor festival? Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. All right. You need to text a word. And the word is May, just like the month, May, M-A-Y. Text May to 20357. And you'll be in the running for that awesome event, May 9th and 10th, Ocala, playing Florida Horse Park, both the 9th and the 10th, like I said, and tickets are on sale now at rockthecountry.com, but you could win them if you text May to 20357, data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive.
Then you may get to go to the concert for free.
I knew you were going
to
fit that in there somehow.
Absolutely.
I thought about it, and I go, yeah. It's a little vanilla.
Yeah. Well, it's early.
Yeah. I usually paint with more vibrant colors.
Kind of like the ones you're wearing today.
Yeah. As we prepare to do something nice for our friends at the Arc of Alachua County. Going to get out there and do a little landscaping, make it look a little prettier. And we're doing that as a company. We're proud to be able to and blessed to be able to do that, to help out. You know, it's our little, it's playing a little small part. But we love our peeps at the Arc.
They're awesome.
Football fans, this name will be very familiar to you. If not, it might be when I tell you that he played for the Super Bowl-winning Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
They had an awesome record. They were 18-1. They only allowed 10 points in 3 playoff games and then kicked the Patriots to the curb 46-10. And it was way back in Super Bowl 20, which to me isn't that long ago. But
Perspective there, Bob. Perspective.
Well, Steve McMichael, which he was a very important part of that team, he's passed away at the age of 67. And according to the report, he died battling ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Interesting.
I had a good friend that tried to fight the good fight, gave it all he got. He was definitely a man of faith, and but he passed. But he was quite a bit younger than this. I'm not sure statistically, but it seems like it usually hits people a little younger than that. Not that he was old, but a little younger than that, I thought, in general. But just what a sad thing, and kind of tragic.
Yeah.
Kind of with that team and stuff.
They say the average age is like mid-50s, but it can hit as early as 40.
So. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's probably about the time my friend got it. It was about 40.
Mm.
The NFL is heartbroken to hear of the passing of Super Bowl champion Hall of Famer Steve McMichael after a brave battle with ALS. Our thoughts and condolences with his family. The NFL put that out in a statement. And in 2021, he was diagnosed with it, with ALS, and in August 23, was confined to a bed. Wow. I mean, really, he was fighting it. Yep, and that's where he learned of his Hall of Fame selection.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had friends and former teammates around him, officially inducted August of 2024. And with that selection, he became the sixth member of the famous 1985 Bears. You're going to remember these names: Jimbo Covert, Richard Dent, Dan Hampton, Walter Payton.
There you go.
Mike Singletary. Yes, and... So, yep, he is passed. He was a defensive tackle. He was drafted in 1980, actually by the Patriots out of the University of Texas. The Patriots released him after one season. Imagine that, like, okay.
Maybe not, yeah.
The Bears are like, yeah, we'll take him.
Uh-huh.
And then he faces off against those Patriots just a few years later.
Wow.
And puts a womping and a stomping on him. But, rest in peace. Steve McMichael, 67, succumbed to... ALS. That is not something you would want to see anybody go through. Not pretty. Not at all. All right. I was looking for more upbeat stuff. What happened here?
And you filed us another death. Come on, Bob.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, I was kind of perusing the headlines. I thought maybe USA Today, might have some more upbeat stuff. They're kind of...
with a lean to the left, yeah.
But yeah, but not anything we're not used to. I mean, mainstream media, there it is.
Uh-huh.
And so, yes, of course, I see the headline, Trump has lost trust on the economy as 100 days nears. Wow, isn't that funny? It's like, he hasn't even been there 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
And his numbers have been, up to this point, very, very good. And I don't know where they did this poll, because a recent poll... that the tariffs weren't having a negative impact on, his approval numbers.
Is this the one where it's down 4 points on the economy side? But he's still doing great
on
the border
side. Yeah, I think that's the one.
Yeah.
So I guess my point here was, what a standard that they try to, force him to live up to.
Uh-huh.
It is very interesting. I'm not just saying this. I feel very optimistic. Are we going to turn the corner today, next week, next month? I don't know, but I am optimistic. There are very good things that are happening. But remember, these great things, they don't happen overnight. And there's a lot of work to be done. And some of that includes dealing with illegal immigrants and all that goes along with that. It is 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I wish you all a happy Thursday. 97.3 The Sky. A little sweaty teddy to get you warmed up for the weekend. Happy Thursday, my friends. It is 6:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show is available on podcast format, wherever you normally download your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. It's all good. Check it out. I think you will enjoy it as more and more people are beginning to find it. And, yes, why not duplicate our fine efforts here, Greg? How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good, thank you.
You hanging in there?
Yeah.
All right.
Just busy week. It's flying by. I mean, it's Thursday already.
We're going to throw some dirt around, some mulch, some shovel, digging, weeding, and planting.
Yes, we are.
At the Ark. Are you ready to go with that?
Absolutely. Wear my work boots today.
I found my corporate hard hat that we did the thing with.
Yeah.
I can't get it to fit right, and it won't, how hard hats are? It's like a sub.
Like an inner shell kind of thing.
Yeah, sub thing that goes around your head that fits your head, and then the plastic round is sort of, kind of float-ish.
So are you saying that your head's too big for a construction hard hat?
No, no, not too big.
Okay,
just
all right.
The hat just doesn't want to stay on. I don't know what you're supposed to do with a little, like, these plastic things slide in. And I don't know, you're supposed to hit it with a little bit of super glue or what? I don't know. I just think it would stick to my head, knowing my luck. So.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
So, you know, I wanted to have an additional effect because, you know, I hate getting attention. So I was going to wear the hard hat.
Which is probably why you're wearing the bright blue 97.3 sky shirt, along with the glow-in-the-dark orange under long sleeve shirt there.
Well,
that you got.
The orange shirt was a gift from Gator Fire. Remember,
that's
we
true.
Sent a shout out to
yes,
them?
Yes.
So they hooked us up.
That's nice.
Where's yours?
I was going for short sleeves today.
Oh, you want to get skin cancer on your arms?
Well, I moved to Florida.
So that was,
you know,
that was step one.
That's step one. So, yeah.
In the process.
So, yeah, we're gonna be doing that today. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We kind of help them out once in a while.
I agree. It will be fun. Hey, I'm looking for good stories, and you know, I didn't really find, like, one of those things that makes your heart swell or whatever.
Yeah.
But I will. I'm working on it.
Okay.
But I did come across this, which I think could be good news.
Okay.
Dick Durbin, or as we knew him for years, Dick Turbin.
Thanks.
Senator Dick,
thanks, Rush.
Senator Dick Turbin is not going to run for re-election. Oh,
that's awesome news.
You know, praise the Lord for these small victories,
but
I guess.
But it's Illinois. What will they replace him with?
Well, that's interesting, you know, because there are some shifting sands in the political world, and Democrats, they are definitely dropping the ball and not getting it right on so many issues.
True.
And, you know, that's how Trump won. He got votes from plenty of Democrats, the ones that just can't stand the lefty, weirdo, Karl Marxist party they've become.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this could provide an opening, but, you know, there's still some entrenchment there. The Senate Democrat whip, who served in the Senate since 1996, made the announcement in a video message posted on social media yesterday. The decision of whether to run for re-election has not been easy. I truly love the job of being a United States senator. But in my heart, I know it's time to pass the torch. So I'm announcing today I will not be seeking re-election at the end of my term, so says the 80-year-old senator. And, you know, he also said something like, you know, there's so much corruption that, you know, I don't stand out anymore. Anyway.
That's sort of true, though, you know?
Well, it's just that guy was, you know, when I say tired and old, I don't necessarily mean an age thing, you know?
No.
He just tired and old. And
these are the
guys that have been in there for the long time, for the long haul, you know, like Joe Biden was. It's so easy to go back and find, you know, video and audio of where they were politically addressing issues and then where they are now, recently.
180 degrees.
Yeah.
Every time.
And
it's crazy.
It really does make them all look silly. And, of course, the mainstream lefty media, they're not going to, you know, dig those little videos up and vignettes and stuff.
No.
But the ones I've seen, yeah, they're all have done basically the same thing. You know, the Democrat Party in general, you know, trying to look out for the family, looking out for the working man and all that. Now it's about wanting your kids to read when they're 3, 4, and 5 years old about stuff that even as an adult, you're like, that's okay.
Some of it which you can't even talk about on the air.
That is correct, sir.
But they want your little kids to learn about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it is called grooming, and that's exactly what it is. And if anybody tries to deny that, they are maybe part of the problem. Yeah. It is 6:56. Good morning. Welcome. We've got a special guest coming up at 9 that's going to help deal with that issue. So stick around for that as well. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky.